10.
9.
Say.
7.
6. 5.
Y. 3.
2.
1.
¡Feliz Año Nuevo!
That's for you Spanish folk.
That sounds dirty.
When these guys were counting, I was just doing letters.
That's fine. That'd be hilarious, actually. Did you say dog? That's weird.
Chinese symbol.
Bright to be damned, you're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins, but I mean, it's 2018. I feel like I need to get re-woke. I want to change Sobriety to be damned. Chris, as you introduce yourself, please give me something new to open the show with.
Chris Mullins for Hold My Beer and Let Freedom Drink.
Let Freedom Drink's pretty good. Let Freedom Drink. Now it reminds me of that country song.
Yeah.
Let the
Martina McBride is awesome. Martina McBride?
I feel like you're saying that wrong, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Martina McBride, yeah.
Martina
McBride?
Which bride?
Mitch Bride.
Kelly, you're back.
Mitch, 2012.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm back.
He's
yes,
back
I
so
am.
Hard, guys.
Let's see. Let's just change it to a question mark. Sobriety be damned?
I don't think he can...
The podcast formerly known as Hold My Beer.
I'm done with that. We could go for a rebrand at this point. And finally,
I'm Yams, and I'm a proud supporter of Let the Last Roll.
That's like a little too cheesy.
Let the Last Roll? I don't even know what that is.
Let the Last Roll.
Laughs. Okay.
Yeah. How about Pour Me Another Funny?
Pour Me Another Funny?
That's really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Pour Me Another Funny.
Porn Me Another Funny?
Ooh, is there funny porn?
We can watch it. Porn bloopers are hysterical.
Yeah.
There's this one time that there's this couple fucking, right? On a beach.
I don't really get enough time to watch the bloopers. Look them up.
Cliff Notes work, just pay attention,
all right?
They're fucking on a beach. You know the jackhammer position?
Yeah.
Where she's like down on the back of her neck and he's like humping downwards into her. It's weird.
Yeah. And he's like pushing her right to like concrete. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's sand. They're on the beach, Kelly. Okay. Pay attention, man. Take some notes.
You don't need jackhammers.
And all of a sudden, this big wave comes in and then it goes back and the girl's gone and the guy's still humping. No idea she's gone.
Oh,
like 30
hilarious.
Seconds of him just, yeah, oh yeah, which means that position has to suck and you can't feel it.
Yeah.
That or he's so fucking drugged up he can't feel his dick anyway.
Could be.
I've seen a horny patient in a hospital get fucked in a hospital bed so hard an oxygen tank slid off the shelf above her, hits her, the head knocks her out.
That's amazing.
Oh, so she wasn't fighting afterwards. It's just all good to go. He did whatever the fuck he wanted. They finished filming, they left. I didn't have to pay the bitch.
Okay, that took a dark turn.
Yeah.
No, the porn bloopers are funny.
No, there's just like one like reel I remember. What? Okay, so I watch it every now and then. Accidental anal.
I don't think it's a thing.
Huh?
That's not a thing.
Look it up.
There's fun videos of it.
Yeah.
Accidental anal. Yeah.
There's not enough of them though.
He's going so hard, misses, hits the wrong hole, and it's in there.
No, there's like various girls. Some girls are just like crying. Right? And some girls are like, they get pissed and they're like ready to fight. And other one's like, you stupid idiot. And then there's just one. She's just like, oh, no, wait. Just leave it in. I always wanted to try it. I'm like, that's the one you want to get.
Is it?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay, good.
Little cliff note. Besides accidental anal, another one I recommend surgery for, accidents during anal.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Sick,
there was one I seen where, like, and the only reason I seen it is because it was brought up on
all right,
Tosh.
Can we just drop pretense?
No, so it was on Tosh.0. What are you talking about?
So I was searching for this on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Mine wasn't pretense either. Then.
Dick was in hand. That's for sure.
No, mine was on cable TV. But it's a girl. She's, it was on Tosh.0. I'm telling you.
I've seen it.
Everybody, he's seen it at least. Good Lord.
Okay,
I've probably
sorry.
Seen it. I've seen a
but,
lot of
like,
it.
But, like, she's blowing her, dude. And he comes in her mouth and she throws up.
Yeah.
And they're like, everyone's like, well, are you okay? Okay. She's like, oh, it's cool. It happens. I'm pregnant.
I've seen it. Yeah.
That was about the only one I've
seen. I don't know.
Do you retire your dick at that point? I would retire my dick, I think.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, because it does happen.
Kelly, you don't like blowjob. Shut up.
You get on Pornhub or YouPorn, whatever.
I'm a Pornhub man myself.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can find montages of chicks pulling dildos out of their asses, and then immediately after the dildo exits, so does a turd.
No.
And they just fall out.
No. Bloop.
No. And then they usually start crying and run off.
I have seen...
Because they're embarrassed.
But don't they do enemas first? I mean, like in professional, don't they do enemas?
Think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of amateur shit out there too, bro.
That's true too. I don't know. There's that one time I...
Casting couch stuff.
Love it.
Now you just put the turd in a place. Now I know the turd's on a couch. It makes it worse somehow. Thanks a lot, Kelly.
That's all right.
I mean, there's that one time I watched a bunch of people... Well, not a bunch. Three. Precisely three people eat cereal out of a woman's butthole. But that was James's fault.
So. I don't think that was a blooper, though. That was an accidental. They did that shit on purpose.
It was a blooper on life.
He had the box of cereal and the milk ready to go. I think he was planning some shit.
Like,
he
was like,
he's like, the only thing he had to search for was the asshole. Well, you think about it, that's just every guy. Everyone's got milk and cereal.
I've tried it out of my own butthole, but that's too easy.
I mean, some poor bastards never find the right asshole.
That's true, man. God, life unfulfilled. I fucking hate you. All of you right now. Especially you, Yams. You made us watch it.
I did.
You made us pause the fucking podcast. Talk about memories of fucking 2017. That's one I can't forget, no matter how many days pass. I can see it. So, and then she poots at the end, kind of, and there's milk that squirts in his face.
Wait, no. Is it poop because the food went in?
It came out of a butthole. That's all I know. It'd be a queef if it came out of the front. That's a front true. Fart, Kelly.
And if that happens, something's going on there.
A week later, she took a shit, and there was an unate fucking fruit.
And that guy kicked in whatever that bathroom door. Was like, eating. No, waste not, want not. He shoved it in his mouth.
Oh, loop. Now you took it too far.
Oh, yeah, eating out of a toilet's fucked
you
up.
You took it too far.
I took it too
right,
far.
Right, because fucking a chick in a milk-filled ass isn't taking it too far.
Well, most of the milk had escaped.
Because he did.
We watched it.
Hey, you got
lubrication's lubrication, dude.
She wasn't tight. It was splashing out.
There are two kinds of people, Chris. Two kinds of people. Asshole half full. Asshole half empty.
Speaking about...
Which kind of guy are you?
Speaking about assholes.
Half empty.
How you doing, Danny? No,
I'm good,
kidding.
Thanks.
No, seriously, though, what the hell is up with the gaping thing?
Oh, I hate it. It makes me kind of nauseous.
Does anyone like that? Look how many dicks I could take.
I'm so scared of it that, like, I stay away from most anal porn videos because there might be gaping at the end.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
It's almost a phobia. Like, what if that happens to me someday?
Well, Danny, do you expect to be doing any major crimes here anytime soon?
Hey, Danny.
You'll see.
Hey, Danny. Yeah. Sounds like you just want me in your ass.
Oh, wow. How do you know? Great joke.
Come on.
I wonder if there's more to come.
Hey, hey.
Oh, God. That's a bad way to put it.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
You opened yourself to that one.
My God. Anyways. So, we're sticking with Sobriety Be Damned, huh? Or what was yours, Chris? That was decent.
Let freedom drink.
Let freedom drink. Let the white doves sing. Let the whole world know that today is a day of reckoning.
Yeehaw!
That's the McNina McMine motherfucker.
I got you, Chris. Got you, bro.
Thank you.
Sound engineer Yams over there.
Did I get an intern? An unwanted intern?
And on the ones and twos.
Don't play with it, Kelly. That's Pandora's box, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
So I was looking through our episodes from this year.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think of our best and worst episode. Just flat out one and two. The worst one was pretty easy to figure out. It was the very first one of the year. Somebody's cousin Josh was on. And Josh can be funny, but he was so scared that we never wanted to have him on again. Because we did the catchphrase thing, he was kind of just sad the whole time.
He's very morose.
Yeah. No, he was on again, though, and he was fine.
Yeah.
He thought we were out for revenge for something he never did.
I must have not caught that one, though.
Pretty sure you're on.
I think he just drank too much.
Oh, maybe that's why I didn't
catch
it.
Could be. But for best episode, I have a couple candidates. Hot Dogs and Suicide is a lot of fun. I fucking love that episode.
You're welcome for that one.
It's really
good.
That
was a good one, yeah.
Yep. Nightmare of the New Year, which we'll be doing a sequel in 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Was really good.
Looking forward to it.
Kelly, you need to be on because I need more crappy creepypasta.
I'm going to try.
Thank you. We need to spook people out their asses, man.
No, you know what? Instead of creepypastas, I've been watching these, like, Netflix, like, scary movies.
Those are usually good.
Kelly, we can't just do a theatrical synopsis of somebody else's work. Wait, nope, that's what the creepypasta reading is. You know what? Doesn't matter. Fuck it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Print up the screenplay.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll do it. We'll have a table reading.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you talking about? Have you checked out the SPCs yet?
No. I've done some of it, yeah. I think there was one where these, like, statues, they're always covering their eyes. And if you're not looking at them, they move. But when you look at them, they can't move.
It's just Doctor Who. It's a weeping angel.
Okay, never mind.
It's a weeping angel or it's a boo from Nintendo. So.
Yep, yep.
No, but yeah, there is. I've
but yeah,
seen
but they will fucking murder you if they catch you.
What the fuck is an SPC?
Who cares? When you get out of Scientology, you're marked as one, and then they come for you.
It's like
I'll send you some later on.
One of the first one probably is that. What the hell?
Can nobody tell me what SPC Slenderman stands for?
Slenderman was a. I don't think he was part of that.
It was a
he was like the first one. After that, that's when they all started popping up.
Slenderman was a creepypasta.
Yeah.
SPCs are pretty much.
I think he's more of a shadow person, anyways.
It's what's it stand for?
I like to think of more of a pasta nugget.
Another great episode. Hold my pasta mania.
Secure, contain, protect.
Yeah,
that is. Yeah, we're gonna do that on a horror episode, like 2-3 weeks out. So, anyways, hold my pasta mania. Great episode. Still don't know what pasta mexicano is or a pasta nugget, but I think it came out of his butthole. Also, there's a great picture behind me now. I don't know if people know, but it's Hulk Hogan and Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah, he forgot the end of his own name, which is weird because he should have forgot the end when he was talking on the phone.
You know what, though? I think that's like a nod.
Maybe.
He's talking to his black friend.
Yeah, we covered it last week. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. His... Already all over that.
Yep. Yeah. But I think.
Without the R, you know?
I think. Motherfuckers.
That's him giving the okay to use the N word with him, but nobody else. But Hogan didn't understand that, henceforth why he got in trouble.
So he changed it to Hoga.
Hoga, yep. I'll never use the N again, Muhammad Ali. Oh, he's dead? I'm using it every day.
There you go.
I'm a real anyways, my number one, I think, of all year, and I'm very biased towards this episode, is Hold My Party with Marty.
That is a good one.
Nonstop Laughs. Not just the Marty Jannetty stuff, which was great. The Joel Osteen stuff, where we find out how awful people. He really is. Yeah. Anybody have any personal favorites or least favorites from this year?
Ravage My Flamingo.
Oh, Hold My Ravage Flamingo.
That was a really good one. That was probably one of my favorite ones. Yeah.
That's probably the worst story we ever covered.
No, I don't think so.
Come on.
No, not even top 10.
I've covered stories about babysitters putting their babies in microwaves.
You know, before you said that, I was so sure I was right. Because we've like covered a bunch of disgusting weird stuff, but this dude just dropped the
turned
poor
a
thing,
flamingo
you know?
Inside out
and just dropped it. Like,
yeah, the fact that he spiked it at the end is
that's what you do.
So messed up. That's how you do it.
Put a new meaning to pink gym sock.
No, well, I got a runner up. I got a runner up for my favorite. My runner up is like, isn't this year the year that the troll story started?
Probably.
Yeah. Did they start this year?
Yeah.
That's got to have an honorable mention, at least. Just all of it.
We'll
the melange.
Listen to A Ballad of Friendship, and you get most of them, except for probably the last, like, 4 stories. You know, when he dies, I'll do a wrap-up episode, but until then, I might as well wait.
But my absolute favorite was, like, my Bachelor one.
It's called Hold My Kelly.
Yeah. And not just because of that, but because, not just because it was mine, but it was hilarious.
Yeah.
We did pretty good. We've really turned a corner in that one, I think.
Hold My Two Magicians was really good because James somehow worked out the story where I came to your house, just knocked on your door, dressed as a magician. If I was dressed as a magician, it just meant I was there to fuck your dog. I don't know if anybody remembers that.
No.
Okay, good. Because really, he was like, it's not magic, Danny. Stop. Just take it out of my dog. Just watch it disappear. Watch it disappear. it was pretty fucked up. I did nothing to deserve it.
Yeah.
But whatever.
When do you?
I know probably the most joy I've had on the podcast was reading the suicide letters and suicides and hot dogs.
It's probably that might be my all time favorite episode.
I think it's the most
really
I've smiled.
I really like
this entire year, including when my daughter was born.
Oh, speaking of that one, Hold My Daddy, where you had just had a daughter, and I just talked about Ric Flair the entire time. It's actually pretty funny.
No, the one where we turned like the suicide one. I loved it because we turned like that one into like a Charles Dickens thing, like he was just there and his quill pen writing down his epic little suicide note.
Oh, that's not Hold My Daddy. That is Hold My Proud Potato Papa, which I'm proud of the name on that one. Honestly,
that was probably your best name.
Hold My Racing was really bad because I'd fucked up and didn't have the board hooked up, so it's all recorded on the mic on the laptop.
Yeah,
so
that sucked. That.
Wasn't that supposed to be like a new series?
That was Top Dead Center, buddy.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, but I thought that was like the pilot of it.
No, that's called Top Dead Center.
Pilot.
Oh, another stinker there. Hold My Unicorn.
Oh,
cult.
My gosh.
Hold My Unicorn Cult. Yeah, which is hard to say. I'm surprised I spelled it correctly.
It's even better because like not long after that, I went to my wife's co-worker's party. No, she's 23, but she has a unicorn theme party. And it was just made me giggle like the whole time just remembering.
That sounds like you fit in then.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just one of the giggling girls.
Just a giggling girl. That's all it was.
You know who my favorite My Little Pony is? Cum Pie.
Cum Pie. But, you could have said cream pie. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I could have. Hold My Vending Machine was good because we figured out that David Hasselhoff is sneaking over to Europe and murdering people, but only homosexuals.
Oh, remember the river?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember the river.
Yeah. You can solve that serial killer with a guardrail.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's got to be the line. That's the line.
Last time I will mention for me, I think, is Hold My Beer Daycare for Adults, which was really good.
Yeah.
And you know I enjoy my Brad episodes. He always brings content and beer.
Especially beer.
And Kelly just brings interrupting Mexican, so.
Yeah.
That's a weird. Damn it. That's an odd flavor of beer, too.
I was about to do that.
Yeah.
He's
brought some good stuff.
Like, I think I have some type of mental defect. I don't remember the episodes after I listen to them. And as soon as I walk away from the mic, I forget everything that happened.
That's because you always say horrible,
forget a lot of it.
No, man, you just leave it all in the ring, man.
Is that it?
That's all it is.
Yeah. Like this guy right here, Hulk Hogan.
Hell yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
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 But I think one of my proudest moments was happened a couple weeks ago when I was like, Pillar Salt!
Pillar Salt.
That was funny.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
You were here, Kelly,
Gamora. I did the whole story, man. It's like, go look back. Pillar Salt!
You really sold it, man. It was pretty great.
That was good.
Like, right next to a Jewish man.
Not a single fuck given.
And a fake Jewish man.
Oh, yeah. Robert and Isaac shared a... No, they didn't share a mic, but they were in the same room again, which was interesting.
That's Robert cool. had a mic, before. And Isaac shared one with Chris, which actually turned to him just staring at his beard the whole time. Talking into the side of Chris's face, so Chris talking to the mic.
It's like I was translating.
Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
He's like tapping on your beard. Is this thing on? Is this thing on?
You know that feeling when you lock eyes and there's nobody else in the room? That happened between TJ and Chris.
Oh, okay.
And Chris was not willing.
Yeah, well, TJ and
That's
Chris
ironic,
beard.
Isn't it?
Don't you think?
So apparently, someone didn't even open you.
They never do, Kelly.
How's it feel, asshole?
Life hasn't opened me once. It's just straight in. No dinner, no drinks, no lube, straight fuck.
Well, you know what life is? Straight fuck. God, there's your epitaph
right
there.
That could be a freaking t-shirt.
Life is straight fuck.
Hell yeah.
You know he's right.
So
people would buy that.
I'd buy that.
Let's sell that.
We should sell that.
Let's sell it.
You ever had one of those things happen to you that where you're like, I kind of need to reevaluate my entire life?
Well, yeah. I remember I thought it'd be a good idea to start a podcast with his my brother and his friends.
How'd that work out?
Better than the other one I started.
Maybe that was the one you should have reevaluated.
Hey, Danny, what's
why
this?
Would you just cancel it?
What's this?
Are you driving a race car?
It's a victory lap.
Oh, good.
I'm doing donuts right now.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. Nope. You stepped on my foot.
It's Ricky Bobby.
Doing donuts.
Oh, it's not my foot, guys. Don't worry. It's a clutch pedal.
He's going full Ricky Bobby.
No, I went to Kokomo today. Mm-hmm. I was inside the mall.
Oh, using Kokomo, and what happened?
So I had one of those things happen that makes you rethink your entire life. All right. Or at least the way you fucking dress and maybe present yourself to public.
Chris, you get reverse molested by a toddler?
Dude, I never
maybe.
Think
Why
that.
Are you
maybe.
Just now rethinking your life?
What the hell?
I was inside of Spencer's Gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was wearing the exact same clothes I'm wearing now.
Could be scary. Outfit, yeah.
Right.
And Limp Bizkit's Next Generation came on.
And somebody came up and asked you for an autograph?
People turned and looked at me.
Oh, that's fucking
like, I'm standing there and I'm like, because my girlfriend starts
God,
like singing the
it.
Song. I'm like, no. Like, it's not even a good song.
They might have been staying at her then for
and
singing
then,
it.
And then, like, I kind of glance over and, like, all the people behind the register are just kind of like, looking at me, shaking their head like,
well, you did this
guy.
Somehow, didn't you? You no, turned this on.
Like,
this is your choice, isn't it?
Guys, I just did it for the nookie. The nookie. The nookie.
So you can take this cookie.
And so I should leave now. Just backpedals out the fucking store. Yeah.
You That'd know how great. Al Bundy always walked out all of Kelly's boyfriends?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did to me.
No breaks! No breaks! That was the best part of my Christmas, I think, besides maybe the Hulk Hogan picture.
Dude.
We went to my mom and dad's house Christmas Eve, and Dad was watching a Married with Children Christmas marathon, and it was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Loved every second of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that show holds up.
It does.
Danny's son wanted to turn it off and put on cartoons, and me and Danny said no, and he started crying. We kept watching it.
Like, I ignored my son for Al Bundy.
That should
that's
be.
Very,
and Sam Kinison.
Dude, that's like very Al Bundy-ish of you.
Yeah, I had my hand in my pants, too. It was very awkward.
I've got a story about somebody else who maybe need to reevaluate their life.
Oh, boy.
Anybody smell a short person?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I got to get out my phone because I had to take notes because this is a long story.
What
oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, this is going to lead us right into the beer review.
It's got a couple
marks
to it. Yeah, yeah.
Weren't we already there?
Shut the fuck up, Kelly! What? I still put it in the middle of the episode. It hasn't happened yet, if you're listening. Like, after it's done.
But did.
I know. I was there, too.
I remember just, it.
Everybody remembers it. We always talk about how we can tell the future and shit.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, just like everyone else, Troll has Christmas. He has
parents. Yeah, he works for Santa.
Right. Yeah, right.
No. He went over to his parents' house.
Oh, God.
I thought they weren't talking.
Well, go get in there and chill out.
I thought there was pending charges for, like, credit theft.
You guys going to keep jumping around here or let me tell my story? Because all this is covered in the story.
I just like to point out, the interrupting Mexican has been quiet.
That's a t-shirt.
All right.
The interrupting Mexican.
This is a good one. Like I said, it's a long, nice, detailed story here. He goes to his parents for Christmas, okay? And as he's pulling in, he does it a little quickly, slams on the brakes, slides right into the fucking garage.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Right into the garage door.
Can I say one more thing?
Go for it.
I hope this ends like the Grinch, but instead of his heart growing 3 sizes that day, he himself grows 3 sizes that day, and he's a normal man.
I'd rather his heart grow, him stay the same size, so he just fucking dies.
Yep, I'm okay with that, too.
Wait for it.
Maybe he shrinks.
God, do I have to re-up the Ballad of Friendship episode? Did Joel die?
No.
Okay, damn. I mean, good.
Like I said, pulls into his parents' house a little too fast, slams on the brakes, slides into the garage. Pisses his parents off.
I think you're going to say he pisses his pants.
His dad's irate like normal, and this time his mom's pissed at him, too. Starts yelling at him.
We never hear about his mom.
Yeah.
You don't hear about his mom, because usually she kind of tries to cut him a break. That's who's cutting him breaks all the time.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, she's pissed. She's like, you do this stupid-ass shit after I bailed your dumbass out of jail, this, that, and the other thing. And dad's like, hold on, wait a minute, what? You're the one that bailed him out of jail?
Oh, you spent
the fucking money to get his stupid ass out of jail? When are you going to quit babying this motherfucker? She's like, well, he don't have any money or anybody to get him out. He's like, that was the fucking point of so his ass would sit in jail and learn a fucking lesson.
I'll stop babying him when he grows up.
Once again, this guy's like 40.
Yeah, he's like 40.
Yeah.
So they decide, okay, dumbass, why don't you go ahead and open up your gifts? He goes ahead and he opens up his presents he got from his parents. Then they're like, we're taking the shit back to pay for the goddamn door you just fucked up.
Oh, I hope he loved all of it.
Oh, I hope he did, too.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, though, why did I give him presents at all?
Where do you buy a troll for Christmas? A bridge to live under, or what?
Well, no.
I'm sure that long pink hair.
He has the bridge.
Oh, you had that troll. Justin Timberlake to do his voice in the movie? You know.
A cowbell.
So, after they told him they're taking all his stuff back.
Has anybody else watched the movie?
No.
The Trolls movie?
No. I try not to. My son loves it.
Becca made me. The Trolls movie.
You guys are adults, man.
No shit.
Yeah, but I get more sex that way.
By watching kids' movies?
Do whatever she wants.
That's fucking weird.
That's fucking weird, man.
What does she do for Pixar?
Butt stuff.
You'll never find out.
I don't want
to. Sounds like all you have to do is watch a movie with her. That was mean. I'm sorry. Hey, Kelly's back, everybody.
Speaking of Despicable 3. Despicable Me 3.
Yeah, I got it. It's fine. There. We're all whispering now.
No, but seriously, though. No.
Oh, hey.
Seriously.
Up in the volume.
It's just easier just to watch whatever the hell she wants.
Be a normal man.
My fly is completely down.
Oh, somebody show you a Disney movie?
Somebody's getting excited.
Kelly's getting action.
Yeah.
All right, well, either way, after they decide to take his gifts back, and he's kind of sad about that, he asks to borrow money to fix his floor in his camper because it's, you know, after the rodeo incident with the truck and everything. The floor is falling out. It's falling in on him.
Well, troll's falling out of it. The floor's falling out of it.
His dad tells him, you know what? Go buy a fucking tent and sleep outside then. Pissed off at him still.
It was what, 14 degrees on Christmas?
His mom decides she's back to feeling bad for him. She's like, well, what if we let him live in the garage? He's like, no, this stupid motherfucker done burnt somebody else's goddamn garage down. Almost burnt my fucking barn down. I'm not letting him move in the garage attached to the house.
Say he destroyed a Mustang in that garage.
Sorry. So she says, what about the barn? Since he's already fucked up, he can't fuck it up anymore, and he don't have anything out there.
And it doesn't have heat, so that's a bonus.
And
if they paint cars out there, it's got heat.
Yeah, well, they don't do anything no more. His dad's like, okay, but Jason can't come. He cannot come over to my house.
Aww.
And his mom's like, no. We move them both in. That way we can keep an eye on these two fucking idiots. And he's like, what we'll do is we'll turn the barn into an apartment and we'll put a fucking camera out there so we can watch them.
Oh, God, can we get footage?
Oh, my gosh. Right. Do we want footage?
Yes.
Kind of.
I'll watch a midget blow a normal-sized guy, well, if that's what it takes.
Troll gets mad about it. He's like, well, what, you got to put a camera out there? He's like, are you expecting to do some fucked up shit that you just don't want us to see? Is that the problem? He's like, because otherwise I don't see a problem with there being a camera out there unless you just plan on doing some dumbass shit.
Or ever jerking off.
So they get that settled. They're going to try to make him and Jason an apartment out in the barn. You know, they've already got a bathroom out there from where they had the paint shop and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's got heat, like you said, and everything. So he's like, okay, well, you know, since I can't fix my floor and it's getting cold because it's falling in shit, can I stay here? Then he's like, yeah, that's fine. He's like, well, can I borrow the truck to go get my stuff?
No.
And his dad's like, no, because you'll do something stupid like fucking wreck it or something.
Good.
All right, well, that evening, his dad has to go to work, and his mom has plans to go visit one of her friends.
He steals the truck.
Getting there.
Hey, and spoilers, man, come on.
They have three vehicles, because his dad has a car he drives back and forth to Fort Wayne, because that's where he works at, to save gas money. And his mom has her car, and then he has his newer truck. Well, Troll decides, dad's gone, mom's gone, I can go get my shit. I can be back before they can fucking get back.
Yeah.
So good. He takes off. He goes. Gets his shit, he's on his way back, runs the son of a bitch into a field. So what's he do? He calls his sidekick.
Oh, Jason?
Or his hero, depending on what point of view, which one of them you are, I suppose. They're probably both each other's sidekicks.
You know, I never thought of it like that. Or they are a pair of sidekicks.
Yeah, that's all they are. And
they're like
Millie Handicap
Teen Titans.
So his buddy's
they're
like...
They're both Jason Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst Robin.
He's like, yeah, I'll come help you. So he jumps in his Camaro, borrows a chain... goes to help pull his buddy out of a ditch.
Oh, you heard him. You heard him.
And I'm assuming this is like a newer full-size truck?
I assume it's like a regular full-size truck, yes.
So it's safe to say the curb weight is close to 5,000 pounds?
Probably. I mean,
and he's going to pull it out in the wintertime with a Camaro.
Yep.
I'm assuming it's the... 80s. Mid to late 90s, like, eraser style?
No, Chris, it's obviously the... Camaro from Transformers. He has Bumblebee.
It's a
which would be a great fucking movie.
I think it's the late 80s T-top model.
Yeah, it's not going to do it.
Okay, so...
It could be what you're talking about, but...
Either way, it's probably a V6 model. Automatic.
I think it's a V8, but yeah, it's an automatic.
He doesn't stand a fucking chance.
No.
We all kind of assumed that when he said Camaro.
So he pulls up, and, you know...
I'm surprised he got there.
They're getting started. They get the chain hooked up, and, you know... They're about ready to get started, and one of their, somebody else pulls up. A good Samaritan, you'd say, pulls up to help them.
Okay. Not in a Camaro.
Not a Camaro, in a truck.
No,
in a Mustang.
But they've already got it hooked up, so he's like, well, listen, you guys don't want to do it this way. You've got it hooked onto your bumper.
Oh,
and
God.
You've got it hooked onto your rear drive shaft.
Oh,
so
wait,
let's hook this up
Camaro?
Properly. Yeah. So he's like, he helps them get it hooked up correctly so they can pull it out. So Jason gets on it, he gets it tight. Are you supposed to?
Oh, they always
and he gets
get tight.
On it, and he starts going and giving it hell to the point where.
By this time it's loose.
He's giving it so much hell, it kills the Camaro. It dies.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's not going anywhere. It's not working. And he goes, you know, I don't understand. It's not moving or anything. And he's like, well, what if I put it in neutral? What if I put the truck in neutral? You think that'll help? He's like, yeah, put the goddamn thing in fucking neutral.
It should have been in fucking reverse, and he should have been on the gas.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, put it in fucking. Neutral. Good Lord. So it gets working. Jason guns it. Gets him back up on the road.
Oh.
And is unable to stop and slides himself into the field across the street.
Well, so they swap.
So it's easy. Swap. You just put the truck in drive and you just pull him out.
So you drive back into the ditch and the Camaro's fine.
That's what the guy tells him to do. He's like, all right, well, you guys are still hooked up. Go ahead, slowly.
Because they're always hooked up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he puts it in reverse or neutral, and they try to pull him out, and all of a sudden, now both of them are stuck in the same side. They're both stuck in the fucking ditch.
I don't understand how that happened. They're like
sure
mentally
either.
Handicapped nunchucks.
Well, like, if you start pulling and something's too heavy, because it's one of the older Camaros, I think it's probably too heavy for the truck, it'll slide you sideways, so it straightens out the cord eventually. That's what it's going to do is straighten out the chain.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay. If you're dumb and don't do anything, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a given, think buddy. About it. Think about who we're talking about.
You know what the best part of the story is? It's not the first time they've been stuck together like two dogs.
I was going to say, somehow they still found a way to suck
probably
each other's
not.
Dick while they were doing this in two different vehicles.
So the guy's like, all right, fine. I guess
stop
I'll have to pull
other.
You both out separately.
Now. And they just start laughing at him. Yeah.
So he tells Troll to, you know, unhook from the Camaro, hook it up, tells him where to hook it on his truck and everything. He's all right. Guy gets in. Goes, tells him, puts it neutral. He's going to pull him out, you know, just straighten it up, park it on the road when he gets up on the road. You know, he'll stop, just park it, and then we'll get the other one out. Guy goes to take off. All of a sudden, you hear a crunch, and he rips the dude's fucking bumper off. Because he didn't hook it to the ball hitch. Didn't hook to that. He hooked to his bumper and ripped his fucking bumper off.
That's impressive. Oh,
like, he ripped impressive. Off. Twisted. The good Samaritan lost the bumper.
Yep.
He beat Troll to death with it, right?
No,
he beat Jason to death with Troll.
He fixed it. He pulled him out. Pulled out Jason. And Troll at the beginning said, okay, since you're helping us out, I got $10 on me. I'll give you that for helping us out. Then all this goes down. So he's like, all right, well, all I got to give you is $10, man. I'm sorry. He's like, no. You go ahead and keep your $10. You're going to pay for the fucking damages to my truck.
Yeah. $10 ain't going to cover that.
He's like, all right, well, just give me your number or give me your address and I'll bring it by when I get it. He's like, no. We're going to call the police. We're going to make a report.
And
he's like, no. We can't call the cops because my dad doesn't know I have the truck. I've got to get it back before he finds out.
Oh, so this is stolen. Like, I definitely shouldn't call the cops. Yeah.
He's like, I don't give a damn. We're calling the fucking cops. Mm-hmm. So that way there's a report made. I know you're going to fucking pay me.
No, you know what, though? At this point, you offered to use your truck. You offered this. I mean, I don't think you can get Rick.
He was also told where to put the chain, and he intentionally didn't listen.
You're
right. Yeah, the good guy's the bad guy?
Yeah.
No. I mean,
he should have to pay for it. I agree.
Legally, though, I don't know.
So, we'll find out about legally, buddy.
He helps get Jason out.
He should pay for it.
He helps get Jason out. He got Troll out. They call the cops. The cop gets there. They make a report about it. He's like, and Troll tells the cop, he's like, well, you think you can follow me back to my house and tell my dad what happened? Because I don't want to tell him.
He's still a kid.
And the cop's like, no.
Tell him what? I stole the truck?
This is on you, man. You got to deal with this shit.
That would be great if the cop was like, yeah, and they just knocked on the door. Your son's a fucking moron, and then just left.
Well, I mean, the cop should have followed him and did that we didn't have to waste the gas driving all the way back out there to arrest him for stealing a truck.
Or to arrest his dad for manslaughter.
No.
Yeah. Well, his dad report the truck stolen yet, and he's going to get it back before he does, so, so that's where that ended at, though, but yeah, so, he's getting sued now by the guy, the Good Samaritan.
He get the truck back and his dad doesn't know?
Oh, I'm sure his dad knows.
Oh, okay.
I just don't know what happened between that, I just know the guy's suing him.
To be continued.
At this point, though,
anyone
who sees these people, I mean, they have to have the look of idiot on them.
Yeah.
I think people just feel bad for him.
At this point, they have to smell like stupid.
Yeah, and each other's scum.
I'm telling you, they need to need to be branded in some way to let other people know, stay away.
Yeah, because they don't need to be branded. They need to be brain dead. Right. Lobotomize these people.
They already are brain dead. That's the problem.
Damn it, he's right.
Where's Dahmer when you need him?
I mean, not
like Dahmer could have got these fucks so easily.
Not like I want to bring this back, but they do really need a sign.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They need to be branded. On the face with a symbol.
No, I remember.
It just says, don't fuck with me. Don't talk to me. I'm dangerous to myself and others.
Yeah, but Kelly just said, here's your sign.
Yeah.
That's the one guy nobody remembers from the shitty redneck comedy special.
Chris Bill Ingram? Engel.
Bill Ingram, yeah.
Ingram, yeah.
Ingram?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Phil Neville. Right? That was him? I've got
Phil
you,
Phil Collins. I can feel
my wife enjoyed that blue-collar comedy tour. We watched it quite a few times.
I hated that shit.
It's not bad. Ron White's the shit, though.
Ron White is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Ron White is a good motherfucker.
They call me Tater Salad.
I come home, there's a bunch of tents. I come home, there's a bunch of little tents in my fucking house from dog poop tents. Talking about his wife wouldn't clean up where his bulldog shit in the white-eyed room.
Yeah.
That was a good bit.
Mm. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So that is what's going on with them now.
Your gun rack has a gun rack on it.
That is so not funny.
Well,
it's Family Guy.
Oh, okay. That explains a lot, actually.
No,
Stewie, anybody heard of him? He's a baby. He talks.
What
he's
the
a
deuce?
There's a talking dog in it, too, Danny. You see the talk dog, man? He's liberal. He's funny. Goddamn.
Liberal.
He got one of them gay old priests.
He's so left, he just keeps going in circles.
like you think he's a regular dog. He tells jokes, though, and like he likes to be scratched by his ear, and he'll go fetch a ball, but then he talks about how Bush was bad. And how he liked Hillary. And it's just crazy, man. You just see it, man. It's just hilarious.
If he was a Republican, he wouldn't go around circles. He'd be flying straight as an arrow.
Those jokes came out of the far right. Far right. I just got assaulted by rednecks.
Yeah. Like, weird. Shrimp bat.
You guys turned into the KKK pretty much.
No, dude. KKK has nothing to do with
it. I make jokes about a dog catching a ball, man.
Yeah. I want to be the good guy. About a white dog.
Unlike you, who fucking kicks puppies and shit.
No, hey, he's going to stomp it to death.
Puppy kick.
No, smother it. Smother it.
Who?
A puppy?
What are you talking about?
A victimless crime?
Dude, I will kill you.
See? Told you.
I'm
worst
sorry.
One ever.
I've been apologizing really for like five fucking episodes. No longer than that at this point.
You really do want me in your ass.
I think they got flipped somewhere.
Oh, it's going to get flipped.
Okay. You was the one getting flipped, boy. Yeah.
I'll show you where.
Oh, my God. All right, so we have this.
Now you're taking the Lord's name in vain?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, not baby Jesus. Not baby Jesus.
I said Jesus.
Save me, baby Jesus.
I pulled a Homer.
Beer review.
We're doing it.
All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
Is James ready?
James is always ready.
I'll tell you what I'm ready for. The first beer review of 2018. Technically, we're recording this before, you know, whatever. Fuck it.
You ain't got to tell them that.
The first broadcast.
The curtain beer of illusion.
Review. The curtain of illusion.
Yeah. You know? So I wanted fancy shit.
Actually, I call the curtain. That's what I call my pubes.
The curtain of illusion? Yeah. Makes your penis look bigger?
Sure. Okay.
I thought, because it's kind of like The Wizard of Oz, you know, big curtain, big fake head, actually a little tiny man behind there.
Little dick.
Exactly like your penis.
Are you trying to say he's got a prosthetic penis?
No, a little tiny one.
It's green. Pay attention, okay. Kelly.
Sorry about that.
Can't wait till I get a robot dick.
Follow my yellow brick road. Follow my yellow brick road.
It just sounds like you want me in your ass somehow.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. How is it going, Chris?
Yeah, I'm too sober for this. Come on, beer review, man.
Yeah, so for New Year's, I wanted fancy beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Goose Island Sophia. It is a Belgian style Sassoon.
Somehow I feel like it's Sophie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jinx, buy me a beer.
Chris already did.
Yeah. Sofa beer.
From Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago.
It's 6.5%.
Hell yeah.
It's partially aged in wine barrels. Hell yeah. It's supposed to be served in a flute, but we're drinking it out of the bottles because we men.
It's supposed to be served in a flute?
Yeah.
Yeah,
as a picture on the
you're never allowed to question my... Because I don't think we've ever discussed it on the podcast, but you've grounded me from buying Beer Review beer because I did a bad job.
You do.
The sweet potato vodka was the last straw.
At least you do, though.
I guess. I mean,
thank
I tried to...
God I missed that. But then again...
It was Yam's giving. Thanks for missing that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Did you even give thanks to your Yams this year?
Thank you, Yams.
Did you even give thanks to your Yams?
Not. Sounds like a classy way of telling you to kiss your ass goodbye.
All right.
Say goodbye to your yams.
Really, it just sounds like you're masturbating with yams at that point.
You can do it. That's one way to show tribute.
Okay, cool.
Ew.
Yeah.
Whatever.
This makes it sound like you want them to jerk off in the same room as you.
No, with the potatoes.
With a part of me.
Yeah. That James skin will
that
shear
way I
that
can be in
right
every
off.
Essence of their being.
Oh, God.
In every facet of their existence.
That just makes it sound like you want me in your ass.
Is that just what you're going to say this episode?
That's my catchphrase.
Chef Cam's a
hey, new year, new me.
Oh, God. I feel like it's new year, same you.
Please.
I miss 2017
so
already.
So the first toast?
Talking about new year, new me, I actually have a game that goes along with that later.
Okay. Hells yeah. Great.
All right.
You were saying, Chris.
I was wondering what the first toast of the new year was going to be.
Okay.
To 2018, to new opportunities, to getting more listeners, to, I don't know, Kelly showing up
getting
more
listeners? Getting a sponsor.
Getting a sponsor.
There
just
you go.
Fucking leave a fucking review on iTunes.
Apple Podcasts. Come on, guys.
So
it's not
too.
Fucking rocket science.
It's not rocket science. That's why James is playing a game on a cell phone right now.
Like, shush. Unless all of our koozies wear helmets, like not just when they're riding a motorcycle, mm-mm. I feel mm-mm. like mm-mm. they can leave a fucking
mm-mm.
review.
Mm-mm. Just shut up.
It sounded respectful.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. You know what? Cheers.
It's not my fault that our skull's as soft as a grapefruit.
I'm glad I was late on the drink.
No selling you, because, that's actually not bad.
Can you tell someone you're no selling them and still be no selling them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had worse from them, that's for damn sure.
It's not the muddy.
No, I'll say Goose Island's the beer or the company that made the beer that was so terrible that created the beer review.
Oh, is that's that the Goose?
The muddy, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah, they've created some of the worst beers we've ever tried. Like, they're damn near... since Honey Hold My Beer doesn't exist anymore... By the way, Kelly, they don't exist anymore. We won. Fuck them.
Hey.
And their floppy couch. Probably shut them right up there.
Floppy vaginas.
Fisties. Floppy vaginas.
Fisties. Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, I think you just want me in your ass.
Oh, my God. He's got to say it two more times or he's off the show now. We've gone too far.
We haven't done that.
It's because we, like, we're all regulars at this point.
Yeah, but still, for fun.
Chris is hand-jobbing his beer.
We ran out of guests when we ran out of our three friends.
Yeah, I know. It didn't take long. Not even 2 years. And we found a TJ, too.
Yeah, we did adopt one.
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
He was on like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
So the
I forgot. Where did I go? More
like, the more I drink it, the better I like this beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. I mean, if somebody gave it to me, I wouldn't turn it down, that's for sure.
How much was this four-pack?
$75?
Roughly $14.
Give me a Bud Light.
Feels like they aged it in white wine barrels.
Yeah. I don't know what a Sassoon is. Maybe it's part beer, part wine.
It's not Sassoon. It's
motherfucker.
Saison.
Motherfucker.
Saison?
Somebody look
it up. I don't know
up.
What that
I mean,
means either.
Phones,
I mean,
right?
I don't either, but I'm just saying it's Sassoon. Pronounced Saison.
Oh, actually, since it's been the holiday season, we're past that now, but the last couple episodes, there's been gift-giving on the beer review, so Yams, do you want to give Kelly his late
yes,
Christmas
gift? I do have one for you, buddy. And since you missed out not long ago, you know, here you go.
Thank you.
Oh,
it's got puppies
stuff.
On it.
It does have puppies
I'm
going to
have this beer gone in like 30 seconds flat.
Puppies.
It's already halfway
I
gone.
I do know that.
It's good shit.
Mm-hmm. This is so smooth.
You might, I don't know, you might just cut that off. I don't care. I don't need the backpack, bro.
I would hope not.
No, I'm always like that. I do. Holy crap, there's
little,
stuff in here.
Dainty.
Let's see.
Yeah, pull those out first.
First, I have...
I got dibs on those if you don't like them, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
America.
Those were not the ones you were originally supposed to get, though.
Oh, really? Was I supposed to get a Mexican
I originally
one?
Ordered you one with little dachshunds on it. And I figured you would love that. And Chris was going to get those because I bought him an outfit that matches that. Okay, but your dachshunds ended up being
okay
blue size Siamese cats.
What the hell?
So James took them.
So I had to send it back, and just had him refund my money.
This is after you masturbated in them.
No, and Chris got penguins. So
I got beer socks.
Those are actually, yeah. Danny got beer socks.
What the hell, man? Gracious host. What the fuck?
Well, we were talking about the mix-up.
What new year, new host? I guess it's
this is awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, those are actually the more expensive pair that I ordered.
You know, I thought it was going to be a complete joke
like
gift. Now I feel bad I didn't get
pair
you
of socks.
You're getting there, buddy.
All right.
I got you something, too, but it's at the house. I forgot to bring it.
I still have to order yours.
Becca, if you're listening to this, get them something. She does it all. To Kelly, maybe one day I'll get invited in. And James, and he's looking
He
so,
always
like,
said he's
going to
get everybody autographed headshots. Mine's right there.
Everyone
behind
got
Elvira.
An autographed headshot.
Now I would like to point out this
that
I've
one day
had...
when I do get invited in, I better see that somewhere.
Okay, no, you will, but I would like to point out this: I've had at least three events in my house. You've been invited to all of them.
Yeah, let's make them why I work.
No, I got invited to two.
Well, you work all the time.
I do work all the time.
There you go.
I was there twice.
I was there once. Yeah. It was fine. It was cool.
Yes.
Get a fish.
These guys weren't here there last time, and I. Rocked it in the kitchen.
What was last time?
Were you there?
You talking about Becca's birthday?
Yeah.
No,
it's when
we
had to have Jacob's Christmas Eve because he was going out of town.
That was at work.
Yeah, all right. Kids are important.
That was at work. I didn't think I was supposed to be at your house anyways.
Really?
That's what Facebook said.
No, it was.
Okay, I don't really check Facebook, so never mind.
Well, I made homemade ramen, gyoza, pot stickers for most people. And people brought a bunch of stuff.
Oh, wow. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, you missed it.
I did.
I really like this beer.
Beer's really good. I've inhaled mine. Mine's almost gone. It's better than Dayblazer.
I'm
like
the resident wine drinker here, and I think it's crap.
Yeah.
Dayblazer wasn't bad.
No, I what are you talking about?
Dayblazer's what you're trying to
talking about the drink we're having now.
Dayblazer
was last week.
Coming to Blaze.
It wasn't bad.
This isn't bad. I forgot to tell y'all. That liquor store, we almost... did like a repeat because they had 40s and Mickey's on sale for like $3.
Oof, man.
But Mickey's good. But Danny tries to buy Colt 45 for everybody, and he gets the beer review taken away.
Only when
I got put to the back fucking seat. I don't get it.
Did you get the two zigzags?
I didn't. The mother clucking family meal deal.
Colt 45 and 2.
Mother clucker. Kinklucky Kingdom. Yes. Right? Yeah. Good times. We're funny.
Colonel went rogue.
Call my beer. We're funny.
Colonel went rogue.
Anyways, we have this game.
What
right?
game?
Yep. We do.
That I got as a Christmas present from my mother-in-law.
Hell yeah.
It's going to end terribly. It involves drinking, but it has
Jim said hell yeah, like he likes her. Hell yeah!
Hey, she got me a copy of Zelda Clue, so, I mean.
Guess whose idea that was? It was mine. Yeah. So you got me a sonic screwdriver through Chris. Mm-hmm. That sounds true somehow.
Number 10.
And I got him Zelda Clue through my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. So, but anyways, she bought this because she thought it could be used on the podcast.
Yes, she did.
So we're going to do that. I'm going to have to pause this for a second because we have to clear table space because it has a wheel.
And set it up and, yep.
We need to think of a name for this. Like, Wheel of
Drunk.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah, it's price like the price is drunk. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Wheel of Poor Decisions.
We'll see how the episode ends.
Wheel of Morning Regrets.
Wheel of Hangover.
No, we need to like shoot from the hip, name it after we play it.
Okay. Real quick, can we fix it so it only spins to the right?
God, it doesn't. You spin it to the right. There's no fixing it.
Well, if it goes left, you're going backwards, dumbass.
Clockwise here.
Oh my God, what is happening?
And someone once said that's like bestiality.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to make a joke.
We don't do that.
I was
going to
make a joke
animals.
Earlier about how. What's the dog's name?
Brian.
Yeah, Brian, like, always wants to have sex with Lois, but that's just bestiality. Well, that's sodomy. Sodom and Gomorrah right there.
Sodom may I?
Goddamn pillar of salt.
Pillar of salt.
Pillar of salt.
Pillar of salt.
Brought it back. I wasn't even here.
I brought it back and I wasn't even here.
Shaker of pepper.
No, that doesn't work. But going back to the beginning of the episode, because I have not pillar paused the shit.
Lox, salt lick.
Instead of sobriety be damned, I'm going to open every episode with, I brought it back and I wasn't even here.
Hell yeah.
Just hold my beer. I'm Grace's host, Danny Mullins.
And here's Chris. He didn't even open it.
Well, we don't have to bring that up every episode.
Sure we do.
All right, so not really as a second beer review, but kind of a second beer review. There is a booze in here that we do want to maybe review later.
Or mention. Or mention it now. It's whatever.
It's Hellboy booze, and it's so cool. It is. What, I kind of want its own review.
Yeah, we can do that.
We've all tried it, so we can just talk about it next week, even if it's gone.
It probably will be.
It's just really cool. Just bring the bottle back so you can read it. That's all it takes.
I guess the important part is the review, which we never do.
That's a good point, actually. That's a really good point. So anyways, the game is called Poor Taste. You can go out and buy it, whatever. It comes with a fucking wheel, which is awesome. And I plan on using this.
Oh, yeah.
Need those sound effects. So loud on the mic. Wow, I'm
it only
impressed.
It only spins to the right, by the way.
I just spun it to the left.
That's what I heard. To the left, to the left.
Oh, yeah, you're
left.
Right.
All his spins in a box to the left.
To the right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
But pretty much there's these weird combinations of numbers and mixing, numbers and drinking, or you making somebody else drink. I explained it while we were paused to the players. So look up the rules online if you're confused, I guess. But there is one.
Buy the game.
Space. Yeah, that's true. That I forgot to tell you guys. You see the two glasses clinking together?
Yep.
Yeah, that means you cheer somebody, you each take one. But whoever got the spin, whoever got that symbol, gets to pick who they drink with.
And what each person drinks?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You pick the glasses as well. So who wants first spin? Yams wants first spin.
Yeah, of course.
Go
he
for
does.
It, Chris.
Spin me. That booze wheel.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
Stop. You mix cup 5 into whatever cup you want. Cup 5 is, for the listeners, Cherry Coke.
Oh. Cherry Coke?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and mix that with the beer.
The beer.
Wait, should you know what it is?
Yeah, you have to. It's in the rules. I think that's so you don't roofie somebody. Like, even on the mat where the cups go, it says make sure that everybody knows what's in each cup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mix it with the beer. So we have Cherry Coke and Keystone. That's a shot.
That is going to be horrible.
That's going to be horrible. Right. So it's my spin. Chris,
I figure
spin
that's
for
the
me.
The point of the game, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
No, yeah.
No, yeah.
Ready?
Spin that booze wheel. Cheers, somebody. Hey, James, you know that shot you just made?
Damn it, I knew that was going to come around.
I'm going to take this horrible, horrible shot of pineapple juice. Cheers, buddy.
That's it.
That's it.
So it's the only person that doesn't have to go home tonight.
Interesting story about
I
cheers.
I love pineapple juice. I
not
didn't think
bad.
Of that.
Honestly, really? Not that bad.
Oh. Hmm.
Do you know what the origins of Cheers is?
The show? Norm walked into a bar where everybody knew his name.
Right.
Yeah, and his buddy was there, already there. Yeah. And
Sam, like, banged a bunch of girls.
Face.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Right.
And it was, it take place in Boston or someplace?
The whole point of Cheers was that you would, like, bash your cups together, your steins together, right? And part of your drink will go into theirs, and part of their drink will go into yours. So that way, if you either one of you is trying to poison the other one, you know, you prove that you're not, because obviously you're not going to take the chance of getting some of their beer into yours.
Makes sense. While cup That's one is also, cyanide, then.
Yeah.
Also, so, the reason they had food testers.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Chris, it's your spin for you. So.
Big titty bitches.
You pour cup one into your mouth. Yeah. Cup one is one.
Cyanide.
It's Jaeger, isn't it?
No, it's Kraken. Kraken rum.
Kraken.
You're taking a half shot of Kraken rum, buddy.
Can you
a chaser? No, I got
can
this.
Can we have a horn sound?
Yeah.
Release
James
the Kraken!
It's good stuff.
Yeah!
It's really good mixed. I don't
Unfortunately,
that, much.
That was not
spin
mixed.
That wheel for Kelly. We only have two
Kelly
glasses.
Kelly, can spin the wheel?
Less.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's true. Kelly, spin the wheel.
Clankety-clankety-clankety-clank.
And I got the...
You pour cup five, which is missing, into a cup, so I guess you get skipped. I'm sorry. Actually, just pick a cup to mix into a cup. There's only two cups left.
No, you know, it would make more sense not to do anything.
Yeah, we're going to mix Jaeger with Hellboy.
Oh, man.
That's
we got a flaming deer.
So next person that gets a drink one or a cheers one gets to decide where the shot goes. And also, this went way faster than I thought. I thought we'd each get a spin twice, so we're probably going to play two rounds of this shit. Just be warned. Right. Spin
like,
for yams.
There was like three cups.
Yeah, spin for me.
Six. You mix, so one. Damn it. Spin for me.
Stop.
Like, first you were led point.
Oh, thank God I mixed.
With six.
Chris, spin for you, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't want. I gotta drive home. I can't do this.
You
I
drink
can't
it,
drink
buddy.
It. I can't do this.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's not even a whole shot.
Yeah. Oh, my
Here,
God.
Be
so you're at a shot and a half right now.
I'll be your pinch shooter if you
don't
like.
We
okay.
Got, we do another round.
All right.
It's actually pretty tasty.
Damn it.
Is
really?
It really?
Ugh.
Well, you're not making it sound right. Yeah.
That tastes sound like a punch in the gut.
That was so good.
We're really putting the beer into Hold My Beer tonight.
Woo!
So let's go for a refill, I suppose.
Yep.
No.
All right, let's go for round two of the Wheel is Drunk.
Whatever. The Wheel is Drunk.
Kelly to go first.
Yeah.
I think it was Wheel of Drunk, wasn't it?
The Wheel is Drunk.
You pour six into whatever you want. Six is Kraken. Rum.
Let's just go traditional there. It's rum, so put it in the Coke.
Oh, that's polite, Kelly.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's very nice.
I like
that. I kind of hope I get that
right
shot
one.
Now.
I don't want any shots.
It is. All right, yeah. Yams.
All right. No, it would be Chris's turn, wouldn't it?
No, we're going.
Oh, okay. So it's my turn again?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. I love that sound for some reason. You
Ooh.
Pick someone to drink. Whatever glass you want.
Pick me for the Hellboy.
Kelly would like the Hellboy. Give him the pineapple juice.
All right, Kelly, go for it.
Yeah.
Have the Hellboy.
All right.
Let's not mix with anything gross
what
yet. I really want to mix that with pineapple juice to fuck with somebody.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, buddy.
Salud.
Spin for me, man.
Bye-bye.
That's the slowest shot I ever took. I just wanted to taste it.
I pour three. Whatever I want. Three is already too full.
What is it?
No, three is
the mixed
drink.
One that's already mixed.
So pour it into the hot damn, or I mean the Hellboy.
No, that's stupid.
You're not putting that in my fifth.
So what do I do at this point?
I don't know. Pour half of it into a new one, put a new cup down.
Oh, that's a good idea and gross.
And then that way it'll get mixed again.
Okay.
Oh, it's like a wild card. A
lot of liquids around these electronics.
Yeah.
And there's
it's
some
almost
on the
like it's irresponsible.
Yeah, almost.
All right, my
Are
turn.
You saying we're drinking
yeah.
irresponsible?
Your turn.
Irresponsible?
That's only way to drink.
Irresponsible.
Irresponsibly.
Drinking responsibly is for pussies.
Mm.
Those are for grabbing.
Oh, God. Pour four into whatever you want. Four is half of that mixed shot already.
Put in the pineapple juice.
Put in the pineapple juice.
Oh, gosh.
Pineapple juice.
That's so you can throw up.
All right.
All right, so pineapple is removed.
Half pineapple, half Coke and rum.
Who are you spinning for at this point?
You, Kelly.
Oh,
the
me,
brown
yeah?
wonder.
All right. The mumbler.
Let me clean that up now.
There's still cups in the way.
Ready?
Yep. The Mexican mumbler.
Big spin, big spin.
No way.
What am I doing?
He's out.
I'm out.
Yeah, you're out, bud.
Oh. I got my Hellboy. I got my Hell water. It's all right.
There you go. All right,
my turn. Yay.
For all the potatoes in the land.
Drink something gross. Pour six, which is missing. So I guess nothing.
Drink five.
I'm not drinking five.
He's so subtle.
Danny.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Drink five. Drink five.
Drink six. Six is gone.
There you go.
So drink five.
What?
That was your own rules. You did that.
No, I didn't.
They did.
Did you?
What is this again?
You're supposed to subtract one from whatever you get.
God, look at it. It looks like coffee. But with like a lot of creamer in it. Don't move away from it.
No, I've had diarrhea that looks like that before.
Oh, that makes it appetizing.
Poop probably water. Tastes like that, too. Except
it usually has more foam on it.
You've had diarrhea that smelled like that before, my friend.
Probably.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Hard night at Taco Bell and Rallies.
Here's to our health.
A little cum.
Oh, drink that again.
Pineapple should cover up most of
it. Did you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, sweet.
A little thick.
Wasn't it twice that you tasted, you did the weird mix?
No, oh. I did pineapple juice last time by itself.
Oh, okay.
It was delicious.
It was twice you got pineapple juice.
Yep.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, we've so bigger numbers, we cut in half.
We've got beer, Coke, and Jaeger left.
One.
You are mixing one, which is the Jaeger, I can tell by looking.
With what?
With beer or Coke? You do the beer. You want to do the beer, right?
Did a beer.
No, do the Coke. Because there's a chance I'm going to get sick taking it. I don't want to mix with beer.
Wait, didn't I already put something in the Coke?
Yeah, rum.
That was last
round. So now this is...
Oh, okay.
No.
No,
it was
this round. Wasn't it?
Yeah, because we split the one.
Oh.
Oh, got pineapple on it too, doesn't it?
No, I drank all the pineapple. Oh. It's got Kraken, Jaeger, and beer in it.
No, Coke.
No, Coke. Damn it. That's going to be delicious. That's been for yams.
I'm out.
Yeah. Come on. Let me pick.
Mix three with two. I have two cups left. Let me do some magic real quick.
He's like, he's doing chemistry over there.
So pretty much whatever mixes, we'll just mix and until somebody has to drink this shit. So yeah.
At the end, you just got to go like, Viola, I've done it.
Now clean up that spot.
Huh?
Clean up that spot.
Man, come on.
All right, Daniel, you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Daniel gets to do it now.
I get to choose. That's weird, because James, drink this weird concoction that is bubbly and odd.
Oh, yeah, it is. Look at it.
I've mixed it so many times, I don't know what it is anymore. It's got Jaeger, Kraken, and Coke.
Wonder. That's what it is.
It probably will be good. Fuck, this one's almost straight Jaeger, the one that's left. I should have gave that to him.
Tastes like Jaeger.
Oh. Everything's going to taste like Jaeger.
Like, yeah, Jaeger's like going to take over Jaeger. Everything.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, Chris.
Last one. Who gets it?
Drink
Chris
it.
Gets it.
What? Why?
Because it says drink. So just drink it. Because
but that's
one.
Not cup three.
We covered that, man.
It was exactly. The last one.
I remember. Person. You made him do it.
Do it.
Oh, no. It's a tenth of a shot of Jaeger.
Oh, he's chasing. Pussy.
Beer and everything else in it. And rum and Coke and Kraken. And...
Oh, my gosh.
That mixed real well.
Oh, no.
No, he's not before. All right. So I guess we should.
Oh.
And that was the death shot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Big winner.
Big winner is Chris. Yeah. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Where's my prize?
It was the beer you just drank.
You gotta drink
your gullet.
You just drank it.
You're welcome.
You got most of the alcohol.
Yeah.
Now you get to drive home.
Woo!
You know, allegedly or whatever.
And you have the rest of that cherry Coke.
Thank you.
Hey, there you go.
I kind of need it.
I guess we should probably regroup this episode now, huh?
Well, you know how Kelly said earlier, new year, new me?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of women decide how to restart themselves and talk about a new me is a boob job, right?
Okay.
I got some celebrities over here. I'm going to give you a name, you know, kind of what they do, and you tell me if they have real boobs or fake boobs.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I said if you need, I have visual aid.
Oh, we're going to need a lot of visual aid,
yeah,
I think.
We're
okay.
Need that.
Are we talking naked tits
nope.
or
no naked nothing tits. Like that, but it's just a profile of the person. You know.
None's ever Ross? Good enough for you, man.
You'll see the pictures I got. They're all right.
Is there nips?
No nips. I told you, no nudity.
Is there penises?
Right. That would be nudity, dipshit. No. Okay. And I talk about women and boob jobs. Why would there be penises involved?
Caitlyn Jenner.
And they're obviously real.
Number one.
Who's going first?
It doesn't matter.
I'll go first.
Right. I think everyone's just supposed to.
Yeah, up, everybody's going to have an answer, so you can say yours first if you want, Danny.
All right.
Try to keep track if you get it right or wrong, though, okay? Because I'm not going to.
It's
there's a pin right
by
his hand.
You're a very good host.
All right. Well, I guess I can write.
Just tally marks,
down.
Buddy.
Because nope. I can write okay. Nothing down.
All right. All right. Well, that's too much for me, man.
Yeah.
You got to know better than that. I cannot be bothered with such trivial things.
He's going Southern again.
All right.
Be afraid.
Number one, Angelina Jolie.
Real.
Real.
Fake.
All right. The answer is fake.
No, they're too small.
Wait.
No.
Not anymore.
Hold on.
Quick, oh, I haven't seen her in a long time.
Point of order here.
Point of order, pull the mic back to your face.
Oh, yeah.
It only said the word point
at
once.
At this present time.
And now I'm back. Point of order, though. Are we talking, like, fixed up or, like, touch it up?
That's Laura Croft days.
That's all bra.
either way, as of right now, they are fake.
No, no, but listen, seriously though.
What am I listening to?
No, well, Kelly Mumble. Are we talking like, because a lot of them are just getting like fixed up. A lot of them are like just getting like fixed up. It's not necessarily like it's full silicone.
Yeah, this is silicone.
Yeah, I said a boob job. I didn't say, like, getting, like, some skin cut. To
you got to lift it up like a four-wheel drive.
Oh, no.
All right.
I love
like you said, as of right now.
Somebody's All right.
Thank you. But no, they are fake.
What? Really?
That's fine. I never really found her attractive anyways.
Back in the day,
really?
They were much smaller than they were now. So you guys know.
I like her.
All right. How about Roseanne Barr?
Gross? Is that an answer?
Why would it matter?
John Goodman.
It just answers a real or fake.
Would it matter?
Real or fake?
I'm going real again. Wait, what if she got a reduction? Would that count?
I'm gonna go
she
fake.
Wouldn't have got a reduction. She no.
They are fake. She had a job done. No, yeah. She had enlargement.
I'm gonna say she wouldn't even be on the list
for the show Roseanne.
She wouldn't get real big for the show Roseanne.
Yeah. No, she used to be a lot smaller, and you see her now. She's a lot smaller than she was in the
movie. I'm looking forward to the new Roseanne.
Okay,
she was coming back. She'll be great.
Are they bringing it back, or you just...
I thought she was cute.
No, it's airs like this spring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Fuller House type thing, probably. Yeah.
No, this is a legit on network TV.
Fuller House, more like Fuller Blouse. Talking about boobies.
Yeah, fake. But she's got that weird head, so it's weird.
Oh, I'd love
weird
head's weird
the
head.
Best head.
Yeah. God, we're being fucking pigs right now.
Yeah. That's cool.
All right, the next one. Katy Perry. You guys know who she is, right?
Oh, yeah. Real. I hope picture? So.
Can I see the picture anyways?
Yeah.
I find her very attractive anyway. For some reason. Can't sing for shit.
No, bullcrap. She has a good voice.
That's the picture, her on the Elmo shirt.
I'm going to guess real, actually. That's a terrible picture. I'm disappointed.
Well, that's kind of fucking hot, though. It was a gif of her jumping up and down. My bad, it didn't save
something. Yeah, that is your fucking bad.
Thank you.
Yeah. What was your answer?
I'm going to say real because when she came out, it was like in the Paris Hilton days where, for some reason, women thought they had to have no breasts.
But she had boobies.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so she stood above the crowd.
Yeah.
I got you.
Chris? I'm going to go with...
Out
in
front, if you would, if you will. Yeah.
I feel like Russell Brand wouldn't allow fake titties in his mouth.
Who's that?
He's like the new Jesus. Look him up. I'm going to go real.
I'm good with the old Jesus.
Do we need a new one?
The OG.
I don't think Kelly's going to play. He doesn't even know who Russell Brand is anymore.
I want to disagree with Kelly because I've agreed with him every round, and he's been wrong, so I'm going to say fake.
They are real.
Motherfucker, Kelly.
Told you.
Natural.
Kelly's one. You're three. I'm zero.
I'm right three.
Now. Damn it.
You're three?
He's I'm three.
Have we done three?
Yes.
Yeah, that was number three.
Okay.
I hit him out of the park every time.
Halle Berry.
Oh.
I'm two. I got Roseanne.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's my bad.
There you go.
Halle Berry.
Now,
Halle Berry.
You can find her tits online.
Isn't that her name?
You can, but
find
I didn't bring those.
Swordfish, the movie Swordfish.
I don't know.
Billy Bob Thornton, which is, I don't know how I feel about that.
Billy Bob
Thornton.
Real.
You.
I'm going to go fake now.
Damn it.
I'm also going to go fake.
They are fake.
Motherfucker! Ah!
All right.
They were fucking nice and Swordfish.
Nowhere is so easy for me to find porn to
they're
jerk
just
off
nice.
To. I just can't tell the difference in anything. So.
Halle Berry is just nice.
All right.
What do you mean that chick's a dude?
Who? Halle Berry?
No.
You're a
He's
dude.
Not saved in the correct order. What the hell? All right. Megan Fox.
Who cares?
I do. I love Megan
Fox.
Yeah.
She's so skinny.
Who cares? She's a fucking slut. I fucking love sluts.
Overrated.
No idea if she's a slut or not. Never met her. I've seen the real photo. That's not actually her. Or
fake.
Her boobs.
Yeah, I know.
It's her face. That's it.
Okay.
I'm going to say real on her, definitely.
Fake.
I'm going to go real.
Ooh, they are fake.
Mm. Motherfucker. Chris four. Got one wrong.
Yeah.
Four.
That's four and four right now.
Four and five.
You guys should have a makeout contest for a tiebreaker.
All right.
I'm a Latin lover. I'm win.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Real.
I have no idea who this is.
Pity
it's
for
the blonde
Big
off Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
she's literally the only reason to watch that show.
She's huge into she's huge into fitness and stuff. That's why I figured she's probably natural.
You know, if it was fake, it'd be like the worst boob job ever. I don't find her hot at all, so I'm gonna say real.
I don't care if you find her hot or not, Kelly. That is not the question I asked you.
I know we were discussing.
No,
you know. I didn't say anything about not finding Roseanne Barr hot.
No, he said right? She did.
No,
he said
I found her cute back in the day.
Yeah.
So you said what now? Yes, no. What?
Then I found out how big of a screaming liberal she is. And, well, no, before then,
Danny,
I thought she
was it fake or real, buddy?
They're real.
Okay.
They're fake.
You?
What did I say?
I don't know. You were talking about something else. Again.
bad at this.
Fake.
They are fake.
Motherfucker.
What'd you say?
Fake.
All right.
We're fake.
I'm still the lead.
We're five. No, we're 5-5, dude.
No, he's one of
this
above
one.
Them.
The reason I got
no,
it is because
you missed last one. I got it.
All right. The reason I brought pictures because I didn't know who this person was at first. I had to kind of look them up, find out who they were. So I even wrote down what these people do in case you had a question. But Blake Lively.
Nope.
Don't know that one.
You don't know that one?
Dude, that's Blake Shelton, buddy.
Do you know that
Blake
one?
Lively. No. Hold on. No, wait a minute. Blake Lively.
She's an actress.
Wasn't she a model?
And one of the more popular ones she did was The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
I don't know.
That's right. Blake Lively.
Hold on. I'm going to bring up a picture. That's why I brought pictures.
Did your wife make you watch that one, too?
No.
This is her?
No.
Ew, dude. Oh.
No, it was more like, oh. I thought it was somebody else.
Well, we're not worried about who that, she is.
Just look at the tits,
look at her titties, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Back
real?
At the tits. But give me another shot there.
Ew.
Those are fake.
Fake.
They are real.
Eat my shit,
whoa.
Losers.
Those are some
fucking
real deals.
Fucking eat my shit.
We're all still right. Way ahead of you, buddy.
Right, I've got right. 2 points now.
Okay.
Sophia Vergara. Vergara?
Those are fake.
Those are flow fake.
Those are fake.
I'm going to say fake? Real.
Yeah.
Those are real.
What?
Those eat my real. Shit, losers. Two in a row. He's on fire.
Do you have a visual aid? You know who she is.
Yep.
Nope. I don't believe it.
I don't care what you believe, bud.
No, but we're just discussing, dude. Calm down.
You're fucking crazy. Wrong. We're just talking about it.
No, but seriously.
You fucking asshole.
You know what I mark fake? It's when they have like that perfect crest, like they don't belong to that chest.
That's a
Kelly, that's
buddy.
A custom-made dress that's made to make her tits look like that.
Yep. No, I've listened to her interviews
point.
And stuff.
Now
she's really funny and, yeah.
No, look at it.
Those are real deals.
No, she's awesome. I like her a lot.
Fucking Spanish women.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but those are some real ones there, man.
This is a dumb Spaniard married a white woman.
Get it backwards. Bass backwards.
I had my fill. No, I never was with a Mexican.
All right.
I've had more Mexican girlfriends than Kelly.
You probably have, yeah.
No, the next one,
I mean, it was a chick that's half Puerto Rican, but I still feel like
the picture I have isn't that great for the next one, but it's Tyra Banks. You guys
it's okay, everyone calls me a Mexican. I'm half Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What was that?
Everyone calls me a Mexican. I'm half Puerto Rican.
I said Tyra Banks, damn it. That's not the right answer. I don't think she's either one of those things.
She's just pure angel. With her little Victoria's Secret wings.
Yeah. She's a model, and she did that show, America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
I have this one because... Okay. I heard this somewhere else. It's real.
You, Chris?
They're real.
I'd say real, yeah.
Yes, they are. They are real.
All right.
Yeah. So, you all got that one. Buddy.
That woman has not aged either. She's got to be fucking pushing 50 at this point. She still looks like she did when she first came onto the scene.
Well, you know, plastic surgery.
Number 10. This is for, like, people your age, Danny, a little bit younger.
I'm listening.
Which is Hilary Duff. She did the show Lizzie McGuire.
It's not my fucking age.
Wait, you got to show me a picture because I don't know what all she looks like now. She may have gotten them.
Kelly hasn't seen her since she got her period, but
fingers crossed she got a boob job.
Well, during like Jesus. The hills, she
looks like she got a butt job.
Yeah, she got a butt ass. Job. So I'm just gonna say fake because I can't really see her boobs. But she didn't have much.
This case makes me feel
I'm going
gross.
Fake.
I'll say fake.
The other one I have is this one here.
No fake.
Because I didn't know if that other one was gonna be good enough or not.
They don't look fake in there, but I know they're fake.
I'll still go fake.
Yeah, I'll say fake.
They are fake.
Yeah.
Too symmetrical.
They don't look that perfect in there. She got a real good job.
Yeah, they're the same. Boobs all are right. Never symmetrical.
Here's a bonus one for you.
Sometimes
Kim and Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, fake.
Real.
I'll say real just because everything else on them is fake.
I'll say real. I've seen the sex tape. It looks fake. Like a real boob. No, they lay flat fake. Like a real boob.
Fake.
All right. Well, Kim has real boobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
And a fake ass.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's Kourtney, the other one? His older sister.
I don't know.
Has
she
a real
has fake
ass.
Boobs and a real ass.
Oh, good.
So, we all got one?
Let's get into the real...
It was just a bonus question.
Oh, okay.
That's just cool. A bonus question.
Let's get into
just because I thought it was funny they flip-flopped it.
Yeah. Let's get into the real important question. What about Kanye? Real or fake?
Oh, I'm sure...
He was real, and then I think he got assassinated and replaced with a robot.
He got Paul McCartney?
He got Paul McCartney.
God, I wish. Switch him back. Put the corpse out there. Smarter at this point.
I found a YouTube video.
He's not a real one. He just uses the fake one because otherwise it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
That's probably true.
We'll be all right.
Ray J tore it up.
Touchdown. Was he a football player?
Be all right.
No, he was a rapper.
Ray J was a rapper? I thought he was a sports guy.
No. He was like a really shitty rapper. He was famous for being somebody else's brother.
Because I'm 4, 5, 6, 1.
That's Rihanna.
And Kanye West.
Rihanna got tore up by Chris Brown.
No, that was, oh my God.
That's the wrong kind of tore up, bro.
No, that's the wrong kind.
Why is Chris Brown beat it all night? What's wrong with that?
No,
he beat it up all night a couple times, and that's why the cops got involved.
Why is he just okay now? He's like R. Kelly. Like, if you're good enough at doing R&B, it's fine.
I have research on my phone about R. Kelly's sex dungeon cult.
Oh.
But I haven't completed it yet, so look forward to that. Maybe horror in the new year.
Was Matt Lauer like
nightmare episode. In the new
was
year?
Was Matt Lauer involved with that at all?
Matt Lauer?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. He had his own. He had his own sex dungeon.
Why didn't we do a Hallelujah Horror for Christmas?
He did.
Or no,
Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer.
Hallelujah Horror.
Did have a sex dungeon?
Did he?
Yes.
I know David Letterman had a fuck room.
That's gross.
But so did the King.
Who's the King?
Burger King.
Well, you know,
Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Elvis.
Yeah, David Elvis. King?
Elvis had a fuck room.
Yeah, a jungle room.
A jungle room?
Yeah, do you not listen to Bruce Springsteen?
No.
There's
a pretty little thing.
There's a pretty little thing. Waiting for the King. Down in the jungle room.
No.
Seriously, it's a place in Graceland. He's like got it all done up with like cheetah prints and all that.
Speaking of fucking research that we've been doing, he's still alive. Visiting King? His fuck room on his own birthday, so.
The King?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's pictures, man.
Isn't it just a ghost?
It's just a fat guy with Elvis hair and a beard, but it's totally Elvis if you read the internet.
Yeah.
It's kind of great.
Dude, when a while ago that they talked about how he used his connection to like Richard Nixon and the CIA set him up so he can live as a homeless guy underneath a bridge and he just died a little while ago. This couple in church came to me like for real, like, you know, they found the King, because that's how this guy talks.
You know, they found
do you
the
remember
King.
Andy Anderson he had a cartoon where
Louis Anderson
yeah. do you remember how his dad talked in that cartoon?
Yeah.
This guy, he's even a vet. He's got the beer gut and everything. He talks just like him. And he came to me and was like, yeah, you know they found him, right? And I'm like, who? He's like, Elvis. He was living underneath a bridge.
Like, Louis Anderson is my favorite lesbian on television.
At this point, I already knew about the story, and I just wanted to tell him, but he's so cute. I couldn't. Cute old guy.
So let's pinch his cheeks and
send
him away.
Send him away, yeah.
I looked up. Yeah, I was...
He used to tell me how, like, the government, like, did experiments on him and turned him to, like, a walrus soldier and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Sounds like a good movie.
Yeah.
You know, I did research for an episode a while back that I never used. Fake elaborate deaths of famous musicians. Avril Lavigne killed herself at, like, age 18. I don't know if you guys know that.
Oh, really?
But she did, and then they Paul McCartney'd her as well.
The skater boy broke up with her?
I guess. Or did she said, see you later, boy, to life. But my favorite is this one dude. He actually died. Like, there are crime scene photos that, you know how he killed himself? Let's shoot from the hip real quick. Let's guess, if you're going to kill yourself and you're a famous musician, how are you going to do it?
Just
sit in front of that.
Yeah. I'm going to cut my dick off with a guitar string.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah. See, I was going to come up with something close to that, but I was going to come up with more of an elaborate machine-type mechanism that just cut me completely to pieces with guitar strings or piano wire.
What is a mechanism?
What's a Mexican mechanism, dude? Come on. It's a mechanism. That's hard to say.
You gross motherfucker. You just sit over there and burp, okay?
Anyway, so nope. I would say...
No, you wouldn't. You'd burp.
No.
How about sitting on a bunch of drumsticks and lighting them on fire?
No. I would do like a Penn and Teller thing.
My favorite rock stars, Penn and Teller.
Right. Penn and Teller, just go up there, like do a stage. Even if you know you have a crowd of three, go up there and like, I'm
like
a
Penn and Teller.
Right, I'm a right,
rock on, Penn. Rock on, Teller. All right,
like I can only do this once, so watch this, and I'm gonna like cover like Rihanna's song. Like I'm 4 or 5 seconds from dying.
Three,
four. Slit your wrist.
You should probably slit your wrist and then count down, though.
Well,
count down
how
long
probably,
it takes you to bleed out. 29. 20, this is going to take a minute. Hold on. No, this guy stabbed himself in the chest twice with a knife.
Ow. Oh, yeah, that takes
which
a
means
lot
it wasn't a suicide?
Well, it's like seppuku. Eh.
I figure enough drugs, you could probably do that.
Twice?
Well, you know, like the whole the Japanese seppuku thing. They will, like, do a V in their chest with a knife.
Those are trained soldiers that live for that kind of shit.
And he's
though.
A trained musician that lives for this shit, Danny.
No, he lived for, I guess. I'll have to re-look it up. I haven't
his body is his instrument.
I'll have to look it up. Yeah. I'll cover it next week. It was weird as shit. But no, this dude was murdered. Like, everyone's like, Kurt Cobain was killed. No, he blew his brains out.
Was it Eddie Vedder?
No, it wasn't fucking Eddie Vedder.
Oh.
He's still alive.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I'm disappointed as well.
Yeah.
He's the last punk guy left. Not punk guy.
Grunge.
Sorry, grunge guy. The bad one. We already got rid of fucking...
Oh, I thought you said Freddie Fender.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Who's Freddie Fender?
Who is Freddie Fender?
I'll be there when the last teardrop falls.
Will
He's
you?
Making things up again.
I mean, I was in Georgia when the lights went out.
That's the night they hung an innocent man, Kelly. And then you time traveled and called him the end.
Well, I was there when the devil went down to Georgia, so.
Yeah, but he was just looking for a soul to steal.
Georgia's a fucked up place.
Don't go to Georgia. Oh my God, if music has taught us anything. Also, how the fuck did we get on music?
Don't
oh my God.
Don't ask Ray Charles about Georgia. He's got all kinds of fucked up
Georgia?
Stories. Georgia?
See Georgia.
He's so fucked up, he didn't even see half of it.
Oh my God, leave him alone.
I know, what does he have on his mind then? Like, Georgia on my mind. You're not saying anything.
So you can't think?
Well, what do you think of when you're
the
blind?
The things that happen to you
peaches?
While you're there.
I bet you think about peaches because, you know.
No, that's the presidency of the United States of America. Peaches for you.
Yeah. But peaches are in Georgia.
Peaches are everywhere, man.
But when Georgia I think I see show. Stuff. Don't you? When you think, don't you see stuff?
Everything but numbers. I can't see numbers.
Well,
you can't add them.
Because you're not a savant.
Thanks.
You're subpar. Completely different.
Yeah.
Being a human, I mean.
Yeah.
You're subhuman, in fact. You're a truck.
I don't know about Chris Maul, but he's a complete retard when he's not on the mic.
Oh, yeah, when he's not on the mic.
When he's not on the mic.
Says the man that tried to give himself 4 concussions this weekend.
Oh, man.
You headbutted a bank.
I did.
And a van.
I did.
Live to tell the tale, though.
Still standing, baby.
Van's not.
Yeah.
Bank's not.
He's all like, hold my beer.
Give me your money and headbutt this counter.
Yeah, I'm just not going to give it to you. Okay. Whack! Just knock yourself out. And that was the story of Chris Mullins, worst bank robber ever.
Watch this. I can only do this once.
You gotta give it to me or I'm going to bang myself to death on your ball here right now. I'm telling you, I'm going
to
do it.
I absolutely love the idea of Chris walking up
guy
to the
guy in the background. He's like, wait a minute, I got $10 to watch you do that, dude.
I love the idea of Chris wearing a ski mask. No, he wouldn't wear a ski mask. Never. Just walking into a bank normally to the teller, give me all your money. And slitting his wrist. 5, 4, 3. And they give him the money. He just drops dead.
No, he's like trying to pull like a Fight Club thing. Or like trying to get our podcast sponsored.
So he walks into a bank and beats the fuck out of himself while
yeah,
having
pretty
tits.
Much. Well, this time he's just like.
Meatloaf, man.
Yeah, I got you. Thanks.
You're a bat out of hell.
Yeah.
You'll do anything for love.
But I won't do that.
Damn it, you won't. What's happening to this episode? Is this what 2018 is going
to be? I remember everything.
What?
Oh, that's one of my favorite. That's like a little prelude to Wasted Youth.
What's Wasted Youth?
Wasted.
Who wasted their youth?
Youth.
I love this.
Dude, listen to some Meatloaf. If you're going to reference Meatloaf, listen to some Meatloaf.
No, I don't like Meatloaf.
Well, me neither. By the way, my mother-in-law made some meatloaf for Christmas dinner. It was terrible.
I don't know if you guys remember the disciplinary officer guy at Jones.
This is becoming Scattergories the podcast.
Do you guys remember who I'm talking about?
No.
Mr. Wright?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. He was a big fan of meatloaf, and he knew I hated that shit. Every time I got in trouble, that motherfucker would make me sit in the office, and he turned on his goddamn, in his fucking room, and make me listen
awesome,
to it.
Dude, our podcast has got Tourette's.
The hot receptionist or whatever in the office at Jones.
She was 90 when I was there.
Mrs. Holt?
Yes.
Was it Holt?
Yeah. She was actually...
Oh, yeah.
Did you not see her at the cookout this summer when my aunt was in town? She was there.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you were there.
I didn't recognize her then.
Dude, I used to have Uber fantasies about her, by the way.
I was in the office just to hang out with her, but then she only listened to... not Dennis Rodman.
P. Diddy?
Who's oh, the shit, other, yeah. Dennis Rodman?
Who's the other...
Kim Jong-un?
Player?
Karl Malone. From downtown.
Busy jams.
The real sad
you
fact.
You remember when Scottie Pittman dropped his hot beats,
Forever
right?
Young. Who sung Forever Young?
I don't know. Was it Michael Jordan? Bolton?
No.
Michael Jordan, Michael Bolton. You name a difference.
It sounds like Rodman, but it's not fucking Rodman.
He's looking it up.
Kelly's broken. We did it.
That's fine. I know who you're talking about.
We incapacitated the one Mexican.
Fucking Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
Fucking Rod Stewart, Kelly says. Fucking Rod Stewart. Can I name the episode Hold My Fucking Rod Stewart?
No, it's Hold My Tourette's, because that's what this podcast is.
Hold My Rodman Stewart.
Hold My Rodman Stewart.
But there is a movie, Forever Young with Harrison Ford.
Yeah. What did you say? That's what we needed.
Fucking sirloin pit all over again. Kelly, do you know what the butthole in the sand from Star Wars is called? From Return of the Jedi, where they're throwing Luke in, but Boba Fett goes in. You know what that pit's called? Because Chris said sirloin pit, which is a kind of steak.
It sounds juicy.
It's a butthole.
Goddamn T-bone pit.
Oh, I don't remember.
Sarlacc. It was Sarlacc, guys.
Okay.
It's not the Snorlacc.
Yeah, James is like, Snorlacc's pit. No.
No.
I found that pit asleep on a bridge once.
Yeah.
I had to play a poke flute.
Fucking was in my way for 3 hours. Couldn't figure out how to get around him.
But then I caught it. Yeah. I caught it real deep. I mean,
you got to eat cereal out of it.
Don't ruin
real hard.
That was a childhood game for me, man. That's Pokemon Red and Blue. Don't put buttholes and cereals into my childhood, please. Shouldn't have to ask that. I feel
that's horrible.
It's fucking horrible.
It's almost like that's why we only knew one side of our family.
I'm not Robert, dude. My uncle didn't diddle me, and my mom didn't suck dick for Xbox. Come on.
Her.
Minnie did. She's probably nice. I've never met her. I did see one thing online, and I'll elaborate next week because there's several to go through. But I found a new
sure
name.
Sure, selling elaborating this week.
I was trying to. I found. I found a.
Kill's like, I'm waiting. Nope, he didn't say Jesus.
There. And we got it.
I should just release this one raw as fuck. Don't edit. Just fucking upload, you know? I should do that the first podcast of every year. Just click upload.
That's a lot.
Well, I got one to end on.
I did too, but that happened. We can't talk about shit right now.
It's about to go up my nose.
Well, there's beer in your mustache hair, so I think it did.
It's about to go up my nose.
Sweet Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so I found some unique things about January. Turns out there are holidays for every day, and all of them are stupid, even the ones we celebrate. Because I think New Year's Day is kind of stupid, honestly.
Especially when they expect you to eat cabbage.
Yeah.
I like cabbage.
I do, too.
Not a fan.
Original pigs in blanket and cabbage.
What?
Yes.
Ew, dude.
What?
Seriously.
No.
It's a Caucasian thing.
It's like
not,
an Irish thing.
Not these Caucasians.
Well, from
not.
The Caucasian Mountains.
The Caucasian Mountains.
Caucasians.
The Caucasian Mountains.
Caucasians, I said.
Where is it? Are they located somewhere in Asia that I don't know about?
They're caulked there, yeah.
Caucasian Mountains are like
the Caucasus
on the border of Russia.
Anyways, so there's another day for the first day of January besides New Year's Day. National Hangover Day, which to me makes way more sense.
Is it Monday?
Yeah.
Every Monday.
This year it would be Monday, yeah.
Well, the first. Is it the first?
Yes, that's why I said it's the first.
It makes sense.
Because everybody drinks on New Year's Eve. Well, yeah.
I'm drinking.
Okay.
January 2nd. Run up the flagpole and see if anyone salutes today, which is a very long day. Also, is that literal? Do you have to run up a flagpole?
Right.
I feel like it's just.
What?
I don't think
get
I can.
A boner in your pants day.
Oh,
see, I was thinking National Salute Your Shorts Day.
Yeah.
So really,
it's a great show.
So really, it's Play Super Mario Day.
Could be. Yeah. Could be.
That's a good pull. Good pull.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See if you can get the six.
Yeah.
Cannon blast.
January 3rd, Festival of Sleep Day, which an entire festival of sleep sounds honestly exhausting somehow. Also on the 3rd, you can celebrate Fruitcake Toss Day.
Does anyone like fruitcake?
No, that's where you toss it.
I do.
We toss them at Kelly then.
Toss
we figure out how we're celebrating.
It's Beam Kelly with
that
fucking fruitcake day.
I'll eat sexual.
I'll eat like a king.
Disgustingly.
I'm carve mine down into a football.
This actually
spiral on that bitch.
This ties really good in with the third day for the third, which is Humiliation Day. Which I feel like I live every day. I don't know.
That's where we're going to ridicule Kelly for liking fruitcake.
Yeah.
After we beat him with
now,
him.
On the fourth
I feel like that's where we just make people listen to our podcast.
Yeah, I said it.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Where people get together and talk about how they used to listen to our podcast.
Aw. On the fourth, you can celebrate National Spaghetti Day. I don't know how we can tie that in with Kelly. Any ideas?
I'm not a big fan of spaghetti.
I hate
spaghetti.
He does. He's
I like a baked spaghetti.
Yes, because you can only taste cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pass on both?
Oh, okay.
It's like a poor man's lasagna, though.
I don't like spaghetti.
It's like a poor man's
lasagna. Like baked spaghetti? And I only like one person's lasagna, so. Yeah.
Baked spaghetti is like a step up, but still sucks.
Yeah, I'm kind of down with that one. Unless you put some pepperoni in it. On January 4th, though, Chris and Yams and Kelly will all appreciate this. National Trivia Day.
Ooh.
So we can play your pub trivia and your fucking Trivial Pursuit, you fucking Nazi bastards.
I got Trivial Pursuit 2000s edition for Christmas.
Yeah.
So we can play that.
Great.
Every answer is keep them separated.
Oh, yeah. I'll
spread. You gotta keep them separated.
Jinko for 500.
You win. I'm just gonna rattle these off and not give the exact dates unless one sticks out. So, National Bird Day. Bean Day.
Wait, when is National Bird Day?
Kelly, do we gotta get gifts from Bean Day?
Dude. I think all beaners have to give all Caucasians a day on that, or present on that day.
Okay, that's the same.
No, but wait, seriously, though, when is National Bird Day?
The 5th.
Sweet.
Okay.
Becca's terrified of birds. Great.
So I celebrate by scaring the shit out of my
oldest.
Wife.
She is terrified of birds.
Really?
Yeah.
We should somehow get them in a room together and just like...
release birds.
Yes.
That actually sounds kind of great.
Angry birds.
And large.
Do they have a small angry bird?
Small angry birds?
That's a cell phone game.
Small angry birds and large, yeah, kind of like just annoyed birds.
I feel like the Roadrunner.
Do you feel like him?
Meep, meep.
I don't think he was angry. The coyote was angry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Roadrunner was happy as shit.
Yeah, he was like high on PCP or something.
After decades of fighting for your life, I feel like it would...
I don't think it was really a fight. I think he was fucking with it.
That's true, man.
Yeah, he was literally torturing that poor coyote.
Yeah, I don't think he was ever in any danger.
You're gonna starve to death.
There's only one victim in that game.
Yeah, Wiley.
No, there's only one victim in that game.
Gay?
And it's this ass.
That's how quick that Roadrunner was in and out of him.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah,
I think you just want me in your ass.
I think that was a Floydian slip.
A Floyd.
You know, one of those Floridian slips. You know, I suggest the next time
we do crack. Is that a Floridian slip?
Yeah.
Oh man, I fucked up and did meth again.
When you actually sell the wood, paint it as gold.
Oh man, I'm a Jesus all of a sudden.
Well, that's just when you wake up beside your sister.
In her.
Oh, that was a good honorable mention to Ford the Ninja, remember? Was that
the werewolf? I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Anyways, Cuddle Up Day.
What?
Cuddle Up Day. Feast of the Epiphany.
Ooh, what's that?
It feels like it's when you eat
it just
brains.
Says three kings after that, so instead of that, we'll just drink Little Kings on that day each
year. Fucking
hell yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. You drank them all last time. You don't get them this time.
The night
so
before.
Good. So
they
good.
They, I love them.
Oh, man.
Old Rock Day, which is where you listen to AC/DC on loop, I guess.
No?
Leonard
Skinner.
That's great. Okay. Your son can wear a shirt and you guys can rock the fuck out.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Bubble
Bath Day.
Hell yeah, too much.
Male Watchers Day.
Now, are the Watchers male or are you watching males?
Probably both.
Are you watching the male?
Is
no.
It the male
no, it's not that kind of male, buddy.
Okay.
On the nuts, you can celebrate Play God Day.
Or Shane Mail.
I'm down with that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll murder somebody.
Hell yeah.
Bittersweet Chocolate Day.
I thought he was
Houseplant Appreciation Day.
What?
Houseplant Appreciation.
I love this ficus.
You sing to your plant.
I love this ficus.
It's plastic, but I love it anyway.
That's my t-shirt.
You just do Coke all day long.
Yeah, that's fine.
Coke?
Yeah, you know what my houseplant is? Marijuana. National Take the Stairs Day. Peculiar People Day.
That's our day right there.
Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day.
Dumb.
Feast of Fabulous Wild Men Day.
Feast of Fabulous Wild Men Day.
Somehow I think that's involved with a unicorn cult.
I think he's right. Holy crap. Oh, wow, yeah. National Pharmacist Day, which sounds painfully boring. International Skeptics Day,
shots.
Which I would celebrate.
I don't believe that.
What was it?
International Skeptics Day.
There you go.
I don't believe in it.
Don't believe it exists.
Come on.
That's not a real holiday.
Come on. Make Your Dream come True Day.
Make Your Dream
come true. Carry me home.
That game fucked me up. Dress Up Your Pet Day.
There you go, Kelly.
That's every day.
Let me go dig up Blue and I'll do that. Great one.
That's
you
every day.
Just fucking cats are everywhere, right, Danny?
Yams, this isn't funny. He's been a zombie the last 5 years.
Yeah.
No, this year he's a skeleton.
Oh, changed it up.
Flaming.
National Hat Day.
All right, I'm down with that.
I don't have hats.
Yams, I think you'd appreciate this one.
All right.
Appreciate a Dragon Day.
You're damn right.
Whatever dragon you want, just appreciate it. I choose Alduin from Skyrim.
I mean, what is it? In April, there's St. George's Day, and he was the slayer of the last dragon in England. So.
Right.
All right.
Killed that thing.
I just want to slay Khaleesi, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, that's from Game of Thrones, right?
Nah.
Okay.
I want to start skipping some.
Wasn't she like 15 at the beginning of that or something?
In the story, she's...
Not in the show, though.
14 or 15, but yeah.
I ain't reading those books.
In the movie, though, she's well of age.
Well, you didn't even open it then.
What about January 18th? Thesaurus Day.
Thesaurus.
Yeah, which seems weird.
You just find
no, that seems... I wouldn't say it seems weird. I'd say it seems queer.
The odd thing is, it shares the day with Winnie the Pooh Day.
Well, that is a conundrum.
Yeah, but after that, you can just relax on National Popcorn Day.
Yeah, I'm not celebrating that shit.
Okay, what about National Butter Crunch Day?
One more time.
What's a butter crunch?
I don't know.
That when you like freeze butter?
It sounds like something sweet.
A Butterfinger, maybe?
Sounds like you freeze butter and just like
maybe like toffee? Maybe that's a butter crunch?
I don't like toffee.
Toffee has anything to do with butter?
You have butter toffee, so I assume so.
Okay.
Who cares? Because the next day is National Cheese Lovers Day, which I will celebrate. I love some fucking cheese.
Yeah. Gouda is awesome.
Dude. Gouda is good.
Yeah. I don't like cheese unless it has the word nacho in front of it.
Oh,
dude, we were at the Amish market down in Pennsylvania.
I feel like that's all of Pennsylvania.
Right? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, mostly.
I mean, outside of Philadelphia.
Dude, I found some Gouda. Like, you can sample it. I found this Gouda, the smoked Gouda that I will kill you for. Huh. It's that damn good.
Okay.
And I brought some back.
Where is it?
I left
not
it
not here.
Home.
He ain't bringing it to us.
I ate it.
Oh, hell no.
He'll murder us.
Becca will murder me.
Chris, this one's for you, man. You might want to replace your birthday with this one. On the 20th, it's Penguin Awareness Day.
Oh.
I do like penguins.
That's true.
And I'm aware of that.
The next day, you can just keep it going with National Hugging Day.
Ugh.
Oh.
See, at midnight, you hug a penguin, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
But that shares a day with Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Fuck a squirrel.
The following day, you hug a squirrel.
Oh, no. I appreciate those squirrels. Remember the story about the woman who trained the squirrels to attack her ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate those squirrels.
Have you guys looked at the video of the guy who makes the squirrel launcher?
No.
Because it's not, oh you God. Should.
That's Adam West and Family Guy, isn't
no,
it?
That's a cat launcher.
Oh, my bad.
This dude literally rigs up traps where if the squirrels get in his yard in this location, he flings them about 4 blocks down the road.
Dude, oh, I have seen that. It's pretty awesome.
It's so
up
fucking
in the air
good.
And into the pond.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's this might be Hold My Beer's actual like official holiday. But the 24th of every January, and this one seems important to us, I think. Like a real Hold My Beer holiday is Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Yeah. All right,
yes.
Yeah.
We should make a beer can sculpture for that day.
On that day, do you not crush them?
Yeah, you make sure there's none full in the house.
Yeah
that makes sense to me.
They said you make a sculpture.
You empty them, empty them, empty them all.
No, we should just get a bunch of them, put them in a circle, stack them up so it looks like a big beer can made out of little beer cans.
That's a good idea.
That's not bad.
This one I find kind of odd, and I'm almost done here. On the 25th is opposite day. Like, that's a real thing.
So shouldn't it be on, like, the 15th?
Yeah, so, like, let's just, like, let's role play a little bit here. So on the 24th, I'd be like, hey, Kelly, you're good at podcasting. See? That was actually really good timing. I hate when I have to leave a burp in, but hey. Chocolate cake day, punch the clock day.
Wait, why would you go past chocolate cake day? That's a great day.
Chocolate cake day.
It's just a chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake is great, though.
I don't know if it's German.
Mm.
Pass.
National Puzzle Braces. Day. National Puzzle Day. National Corn Chip Day.
Fuck a corn chip.
National Insane
puzzles.
Answering Message Day, which I would replace with National Insane Clown Posse Day.
Woo woo.
Who's going chicken hunting?
The 31st can be either a different backward day or Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Which I feel like we've done today. We've inspired some hearts.
Yeah.
With some arts.
Oh,
with
her.
Well, and a couple of farts from Kelly.
I was going to say Kelly's mouth farts.
Kelly's mouth farts. That might be the name of the episode, actually, at the very end there. Hold my Kelly's mouth farts.
No.
Nah.
It's not up to you fuckers.
No,
you can say no all you want. Kelly's already got a title, though.
What's that?
Hold My Kelly was the title.
Oh, I thought you meant like my personal title.
Ass face.
I'm pretty sure it's Mexican mumble.
Mouth farter.
Mouth farter.
Mexican mouth farter.
You know, I haven't got the glass made yet. That might go up top.
Would it make it any better if it told you it was from the front?
You dick farted? God, I feel bad for his wife.
Mexican mouth that
was
dick
a,
farting.
That was a 2016 Ghostbusters reference.
Of Kelly dick farting? I don't think so, man.
It was.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
They had vaginas, though.
What did you have?
Haven't you ever masturbated so vigorously that your penis farted?
I've never queefed while masturbating. Not once.
You haven't lived, motherfucker. All right, so... oh, my God. I'm going to end the episode now. First, Kelly, I'm going to order your glass next week, or this week, actually.
Thank you.
I'm getting a different rotating cast member a glass as well. So there's only going to be five in existence.
No, fuck that.
It's not up to you.
I'm saying no.
Hey, you said fuck that. He don't want one.
That's fine.
We'll just
make
it for
four.
The other one.
Yeah. Just make it for the other one.
And we're being forced to upgrade our mics.
Wait a minute. True. Is it Robert?
But that'll be here probably within a week and a half if you're back.
All right.
So, I guess with that being said, I'm sorry for the first episode of Hold My Beer 2018. I'm your gracious host, Danny Man.
I'm Danny the Man Mullins.
Well, no. I try to stop myself because that's not how I sign off.
Danny the Man, really, I am.
They can look forward from
Danny
everyone
the man.
From this one
after
on
all, it's opposite day.
Better.
I'm Danny the Man. You can look at my can. It will hold your beer. No, that's not mine. AMF. You horrible motherfuckers. Danny Maltz.
Wonderful year, folks.
I'm Chris Maltz.
And I'm Kelly, and it's been a wonderful frickin' year.
It's been something.
And I'm Yams, and we're headed up from here.
We can't get down.
We can't get nowhere
and
else.
And you see that beer right there? That beer right there?
Oh, no.
If you were so glad to hand it to me, I will hold that beer right there while you do some dumbass shit.
Oh, good, it's back. That's what the last episode did.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Is that what that was?
2018's our bitch.
God.
We're about to break this motherfucker, I tell you what, right now, boy.
I'm a gracious host, now hold your beer.
Oh,
man, that's how we
going.
Sign off every episode, right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
What?
I'm a gracious man.
I'll hold your beer in the new year.
Dan the Man Mullins.
I'll hold your beer in the new year is actually good. Dan the Man of Malls is too fucking cheesy even for me.
I said ma'am.
Fuck you, man.
God. Oh, too bad it's on the stand. You could have dropped it.
It's been dropped enough.
Danny, you're Mary Mullins, and I'm here to hold your beer.
Oh, my gosh.
But we never got a new intro. I'm still thinking Yokiro, hold my beer. Kelly, what's Yokiro mean? Is it hold my? Because that'd be hold my beer. Because they use it in Taco Bell. That's the only reason I'm asking. Yeah, what's that mean?
I want
hold my beer, see?
Yo, Kiro podcast.
Why are you so fucking gassy? I'm still recording, by the way.
Are you really?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I am. Oh, yeah. That's how I get after the credit shit anymore. Except for from Yams. He just stands up and stuff.